I don't jump in with just any broker out there. There's too many scammers, too many double brokers, too many frauds. I stick with certain ones.
In today's world, that kind of choosiness with brokers is an absolute must for independents like Candace Marlowe, whose voice you heard there detailing relationship building strategy for freight in her Iowa-based one truck business, Calliope, LLC. It takes its name from a muse in Greek mythology and a species of hummingbird, well known for its nimble nature and flight, quality that owner-operator Marley herself has shown in spades over the course of her time with Authority. I'm Todd Dills. Today we're running through Marley's conversation with Overdrive news editor Matt Cole, whose feature about the owner-operator also detailed her tenacity to thrive under the most challenging of circumstances. Overdrive's Trucker of the Month for March, owner-operator Marley's in the running for the 2024 Trucker of the Year honor, this year sponsored by Bostrom Seating, with a new seat the ultimate prize for whoever comes out on top among 10 semifinalists we'll profile this year. For Candace Marley, it all comes after a year that, well, it's been a year. Tough one, that's sure.
I was like everyone else. You know, I was staying above water. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing fantastic or anything, but I was staying up there. I'm moving along pretty good. I'm like, hey, I'm doing good. If I can just get through this until, you know, we get out of this hole we're in, I'll be great.
Then the worst happened.
And then the truck went, I'm like,
right.
No. Why do you do this to me? Why couldn't you wait until the truck was paid off?
Candace Marley is inherently optimistic, though. It was just the kind of challenge maybe she even needed, as you'll hear, to keep her on her toes and motivated to sharpen all aspects of the business. Just about 6 months after that big mechanical failure, she's working her way back with a 2020 Peterbilt 579 that's delivering better fuel mileage than her previous unit. She's closely monitoring costs and what she needs to meet profitability targets, and looking ahead to better freight markets where she'll really make hay. The owner's journey through trucking behind the wheel starts in 2009, when her then-husband had to come off the road due to an illness. It's a story she picks up with after the break for this word from Overdrive Radio's sponsor. So keep tuned.
Loosen rust, seal electrical connections, lubricate sticky valves, and more, all with Howe's multi-purpose lubricator and penetrating oil. A century-old secret family formula, Howe's multi-purpose continues to outperform the competition. Lasting longer than any other product, Howe's multi lubricates without evaporation and is safe to use on almost any surface. Try it today and see the difference for yourself. Find Howe's multi-purpose at Amazon.com and retailers nationwide.
Find more about all of Howe's products at HOWES, HOWESproducts.com. Here's Candace Marley setting the stage for her maiden voyage behind the wheel, as noted, starting back in 2009.
I was a trucker's wife, and my now late husband was the trucker, and I was a third shift stocker at Walmart and freelance web designer. And he came down with, it was second time around, I guess you could say, of melanoma. And he got too sick to drive, and Walmart was going to pay the bills. So basically I said, if you can't drive, I will. So I stepped in and went off to truck driving school and became the truck driver. And he lasted about 7 months and he passed. And I went off the road for a while. And then after a while, I realized, after grieving for a little while, I realized I kind of missed it and went back to it and been doing it ever since. I ended up getting back on the road because one of my mom's friends had a couple of trucks that he had leased onto a flatbed company, and he put me in one of his trucks.
Okay.
And I learned how to flatbed the hard way. In other words, I learned how to do it by myself.
Yeah, right.
I learned it the hard way. I got a kind of a fly by your seat tutorial over 1 day of riding with him on how to strap and tarp. Kind of had to learn really quick how to do it. I spent a little time doing that.
Okay. Yeah. How long were you flatbedding?
It's only for maybe 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
I got to do it for probably the first part of the year to do it. It was in the winter in Michigan, of all places, Michigan and Ohio. It was a very miserable time to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved back into doing reefer, which is what I was more familiar with.
Is that what you've done all throughout since then?
The majority of my career's been reefer, and
okay.
Reefer and dry van. Yeah, I went into a lease purchase of Western Flyer Express 2019, and I did that just long enough. I know the deal with lease purchase. I mean, I know the skinny on that, and I didn't expect that to become my truck. But it was more money than I made as a company driver. So I used it to save up enough money to buy my own truck in 2020. And then I leased it on to a company for a little while, until I could get my own authority in 2022.
Okay. Who'd you lease on with when you bought your own truck?
I went back to the company I used to be a company driver with for a little while, Don Hummer
okay.
Trucking.
Year make and model of that first rig?
2017 Kenworth T680. She was a good truck until she died. And that's where the hell was last year. I was 6 months away from paying her off totally. I had a trailer that I had purchased. I'd been paying on it for a year. And I was 6 months away from paying that off, the truck off. And she decided to die in Oklahoma City. And turns out that the injector cups were leaking, and there was coolant throughout the entire fuel system. The tanks were full of coolant. I mean, there was coolant all through the system. It was everywhere.
Oh, no.
It had been going on for a while. And so I had to choose, do I replace the head for $22,000? And that was just replacing the heads and cleaning out the tanks.
She was also looking at other work the shop told her was going to add up to $50,000 all told.
Last year was rough with the rates, the fuel, everything. The whole year was just rough for everybody, and then I just had this happen on top of all that. And then, this is all going on, She died at the TA. I had to have her towed over to the Kenworth. When they towed it over to the Kenworth, they dropped it, the trailer, out on the frontage road. That's where all the trailers get dropped, on the frontage road out by the Kenworth, because the Kenworth has no place to drop trailers. There's no room there. All the trailers get dropped on the frontage road there. So, in the meantime, all this is happening and my trailer is dropped out on the frontage road with other trailers. All these other trailers are out there. My trailer was fine the entire 2 weeks I was sitting there in a hotel room going through all this. Finally, my fiance comes down and picks me up, takes me home. We work out getting this other truck. A week and a half later, I come back down. I fly back down to Oklahoma City, and my trailer was gone.
Oh, no.
Someone had stolen my trailer. It has never been found. Yeah. September and October were the months from hell.
So September's when the truck died, and then October's when you realized the trailer was gone?
Yep, September, the very end of September is when the truck died. And all of October, I was going through all this with trying to figure out what to do with the truck, then making the decision, coming up with the money, and finding the right truck, going through the process of financing, getting back down there, finding my trailer is gone, still going through all the financing. It was into November before I ever got the new truck. So I was down for almost 2 months. In the meantime, all my bills got behind, everything. And I have been working since then to get everything caught back up again.
She's now on a 2020 Peterbilt 579 purchased around that time and, as noted, was back running by November of last year after that series of events that might have sent another owner-operator running for the business ownership exits. But not Marley. She's clawing her way back and benefiting from the Pete's enhanced aerodynamics and other attributes that have boosted fuel mileage quite a bit above the prior truck.
So now I have a full condo sleeper and getting a lot better fuel mileage. The price at that time was it was like around 90. I kind of got lucky and they actually gave me really good numbers on the trade-in value on my non-running truck.
That's great.
Because I still owed $12,000 on that truck. And so they gave me a trade-in value of like $30,000. So it ended up giving me a down payment basically of $20,000. So then my financing was for like $70,000, you know.
Okay.
In that range, you know.
Right, right. You had to replace a trailer as well?
I have not replaced it because I am still paying for it. The insurance paid most of it, did not pay for all of it. I've done some power only. Right now, I am using a rental trailer that I get. I use Repower. You heard of those guys?
Okay.
Yeah, I use some Repower trailers right now. I've got a Repower trailer. It's a Ford air trailer, yeah, that I'm renting for 3 months. I spent 20 years as a freelance web developer, and I kind of always really enjoyed the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I thrive being challenged. Doing the same thing all over and over again, I get bored easily, and I've worked a lot of jobs in my life because I get bored and I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. And I'm off to the next challenge, you know, the next thing, because I need to be challenged. So the one thing that's been good about trucking itself is it's been more challenging. Well, eventually company driving just kind of wasn't challenging anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And being my own boss has been way more challenging, so much more challenging, and I love it. I thrive on it. I thrive on pushing myself and challenging myself. It's something new all the time. It's very stressful, but at the same time, I thrive off that stress, and I hate to say that, but I know I do.
A lot of people do better under pressure.
As Matt Cole intimated, and as Marley recognized in herself, that quality in part drove her fast forward to getting her authority after first purchasing that T680. With some time active with authority, then
I reached out to a broker that I had sort of a relationship with from when my truck was leased on to a company. The lady recognized me. Because she remembered me running loads for them under that company. And she was thrilled to have me come on board as a carrier for them because she knew when I ran those loads for them, they never had any problems with those loads. So she was absolutely thrilled to have me come on board. Unfortunately, since then, they won't run me anymore because I have no inspections and, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to personally go from coop to coop trying to beg for an inspection. I've been to several. I have tried. I've been turned down by Illinois and Michigan. It is still brokers. I'm still trying to find some direct shippers. Every once in a while, I still jump out into my local area and try and take my card out to places that I know of, places that I've picked up loads for before when I was a or a company driver or lease on from in the past, saying, "Hey, I'm out here," you know.
Right.
Let them know, "Hey, I'm still out here." Remind them, "I've come by before. Let you know." I don't let them forget me, but I try not to be a pest either. Because
sure,
if you're a pest, then they don't really want to use you.
it's a
I know
fine
some
line
people say
sure.
Some people say the squeaky wheel gets greased. Also, you know, sometimes some people say, you know, oh yeah, look at sometimes you get rid of the squeaky wheel too. You gotta find a fine balance there between being too squeaky and not squeaky enough. I tend to stay mostly Midwest down to Southeast.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I don't stray out of there every once in a while, but that is my main area. I mean, that tends to be my best paying lanes, yeah. Yeah, I spent most of my career in reefer, but since I've got my own authority, I've been dry van. I have a county service that handles the most of the bookkeeping. I also use some, I've been using, started using rig books to kind of keep track of my numbers to see what my like per mile costs are. So mm-hmm. I can have a better handle on what I need to be making to make a profit. So if a load comes up that's $1.80 a mile, can I afford to take that load, or is that just really going to be like, no, that's going to kill me? Or can I break even on that to get me to somewhere I need to go? Mainly, I'm using it as a tool, so I have those kind of numbers on hand to know what I can get by with and what's going to be profitable and what's not. But I do use an accounting service to handle mainly the tax side of things.
Your business is set up as an LLC?
Calliope LLC. She was the Greek muse who inspired Homer to write the Iliad. It's also a species of hummingbird that's found in the Northwest, which I love hummingbirds. So. It has multiple meanings for me.
Like the calliope, Marley's clearly adept at the quick pivot. As she intimated earlier, since the trailer theft, she's done some power-only loads that use the repower service for trailer rental. And when it comes to maintenance, she's got a nice leg up too, as it were, in that she lives with a master mechanic.
He is actually a mechanic at Don Hummer Trucking, so that's how we met. I was a driver there and he was a mechanic. So he takes care of my preventative maintenance and whenever possible, any other changes, you know, repairs that need to be done. If it can be done at home, it gets done at home. If something happens on the road that can wait until I get home, it waits till I get home. I mean, I wish we had a shop to do it in. We don't. It has to be done outside in the gravel lane, but it is what it is.
A sight better than the 200 plus per hour out at the dealer, Marley would go on to say.
Well, I'd much rather pay my mechanic in beer, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
And he's happy to take beer, so.
For such a young business, owner-operator Candace Marley has kept well in the black even with the big breakdown last year by leaning on her in-house resource, sure, but also by building trust on the revenue side of the small stable of go-to brokers willing to treat her right.
I don't jump in with just any broker out there. There's too many scammers, too many double brokers, too many frauds. I stick with certain ones. Every once in a while, I'll venture to other ones, but usually, but they've got to be on my. I do use a factoring company, but the biggest reason for that is not just that I get my money faster, but because they vet the brokers and they keep vetting the brokers. So if their broker's credit goes bad, they go on the reject list. They just rejected Echo, which shocked me. But they stay on top of what's going on with the brokers. So that's my big thing, is I know that they're watching out for the money, you know, so I don't have to worry about someone not getting paid, you know, that the money's not going to come through. So I stick with the ones that are on their acceptable list.
Yeah.
So if I do venture outside my normal brokers, the first thing I do is I check their list.
Yeah. Who do you use for factoring?
Basic Block. They're not one of the big names, but I think they're getting out there.
Cost control, too, remains a focus, particularly when it comes to fuel mileage, further boosted by slowing down and keeping weight in the trailer relatively low compared to many of the loads in her past pulling reefers. On the fuel purchasing side,
I use Mud Flap sometimes. I compare prices. If Mud Flap gets me a better price, I'm on it. I also check for the fuel prices in Truck Smarter, because they can sometimes get better prices there too. I have a Pilot Flying J fuel card. Sometimes their prices are pretty good. I shop around. I have a Motive card too. I can use their card for fuel. So I try to get the best bang for my buck.
Again, here's a big congrats to owner-operator Candace Marley of Calliope LLC, our Trucker of the Month for March, and now joining owners Leslie Bitterman and Doug Biel in the running for the 2024 Trucker of the Year Award. You can enter your business or that of another deserving owner-operator via overdriveonline.com/toptrucker. Fleets of 1 to 3 trucks are eligible. This year, the program is sponsored by Bostrom Seating and offering up a new seat to the winner to sweeten the pot, in addition to the custom replica of the winning owner's tractor built by Eston Hoffman in Pennsylvania. If you missed this past year's winning Western Star and its owner, Jay Hosty, accepting the award at Matt's, track over to our Trucker of the Year section on the website. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. The detail on that replica of the 2006 Western Star is simply amazing. Big shout here to Mr. Hoffman for his work on it. No doubt. Again, enter our Truck of the Year competition via overdriveonline.com/toptrucker. If you've maintained profits throughout the difficult times of the last year and more, you're no doubt a worthy contender. overdriveonline.com/toptrucker. And a big thanks for listening. Overdrive Radio is a production of Overdrive, the voice of the American trucker. It's edited and produced by me, Todd Dills, with the acoustic guitar and other support of trucker songwriter Long Haul Paul Marhoefer. The theme is Legend of the Snake Man by Marhoefer, featuring the guitar work of Travis, the Snake Man himself, Wemmick, Terry Tussocks Richardson on bass, keys by Tishomingo Jim Whitehead, and on drums, Andrew Marshall. The podcast is backed up further by Overdrive's own newsletter, Matt Cole, who you heard a little bit of today, executive editor Alex Locke, and video editors Lawson Rudisill and Andrew Gwynn. We'll see you next time.